Mort, a simple peasant boy, has been selected by Death to become his apprentice and has gone to live in Death's kingdom, outside time and space, with Death's teenage daughter Isabel and Albert the cook. Unfortunately, as part of his training, Mort was given responsibility for the demise of the Princess Kelly of Stowe. Allowing his romantic feelings to outweigh his sense of duty, Mort has killed the assassin rather than the princess, thus severely disrupting the fabric of reality. His employer is as yet unaware of the fact and is not really concentrating anyway.
I feel inclined to see a little bit of life this evening. You can take the duty now that you've got the hang of it, as it were.
Yes, sir.
Now then, what about my daughter?
What about her? Sir?
Why don't you both go for a little walk? Get a bit of fresh air. I'll get Albert to make you up a picnic.
Yes, sir. Suppose there's no harm in a picnic.
What do you mean?
I mean, it don't mean anything. No obligation.
Are you saying that you don't want to marry me?
Marry you?
I thought that was what Father brought you here for.
I don't want to get married to anyone. Certainly not to you. No offence.
Don't worry. I wouldn't marry you if you were the last man on the disc. I wouldn't marry you on pain of death. If I had to choose between marrying you and being eaten alive by rats, it would be the rats every time. Oh, no offence.
They sit together by the pond. Fat grey carp nose among the black water lilies.
None of this is real, you know. He can't actually create, you see. He just likes to act like a human being. He's trying really hard at the moment, have you noticed? I think you're having an effect on him.
Is he your real father?
Gosh, no. My parents were killed crossing the Great Neff years ago. There was a storm. He found me and brought me here. I don't know why.
Perhaps he felt sorry for you.
Oh, he never feels anything. I mean, I don't mean that nastily. He's got nothing to feel with. He probably thought sorry for me. He's very kind.
I've just upset the entire history of the future. I was supposed to kill this princess, Princess Kelly, and instead I killed her assassin. But the thing is, according to history, she should have died and the Duke would be king. He'd unite the cities and eventually there'd be this federation and there'll be 100 years of peace and plenty. That's what the book says. But now it's not going to happen and history is sort of flapping around loose and it's all my fault and... It's bad, isn't it? I know. But I was thinking maybe... Look, you mustn't get too upset. I'll tell your father. I'm sure he can...
Do you know how old I am?
15?
16.
Sorry.
Do you know how long I've been 16 for?
I...
No, you wouldn't. Time stands still here, haven't you noticed? Something passes, but not real time.
Well...
I've been 16 for 35 years!
Oh.
Can you imagine what that's like? It was bad enough the first year. What was it you said about something flapping round loose?
Oh, nothing. Don't matter. Well, lovely picnic. Shall we go back to the house?
On the desk in Death's study, Mort finds 4 hourglasses and a note.
Gone fishing. There is an execution in Sodopolis, a natural in Krull, a fatal fall in the Carrick Mountains, and an ague in El Kinte. The rest of the day is your own.
In the city of Stowe Lat, the Princess Kelly still rules. With a certain amount of difficulty and the full-time aid of a royal recogniser. But in the lands beyond her realm, traditional reality still holds sway, and she is quite definitely dead. The boundary between the two isn't yet very noticeable, but it's growing. Mort is the first person to see it.
Quite an afternoon, eh, Binky? I thought that mountaineer was never going to let go. I think we've earned a cup of tea and a nosebag, eh?
Binky canters wearily across the evening sky, and Mort looks down and sees the border between realities curving away below him, a faint crescent of silver mist.
I wonder what that is. I wonder if it's got anything to do with... Let's go down and have a look, shall we?
The wall of iridescence is moving at less than walking pace, hissing gently as it drifts across the damp cabbage fields.
What on earth is it? I wonder what we should do. I know. I'll poke it with a stick.
Weird shapes coruscate across the wall. Strange ripples wobble slowly outwards.
Don't seem to have done the stick any harm. Come on, Binky. Let's see if we can walk through it. That was weird. Everything looks the same on this side, but I've got a feeling. Do you think that's a pub over there? Yes, it is. The Queen's Head. I could do with a drink. Good evening.
Evening, Squire. What is your pleasure on this cold and frosty night?
Well, what have you got?
We've got scumble.
Very good. A pint of scumble, please.
A pint?
Yes. And please serve these gentlemen whatever they want.
Oh, well, all right,
I'll get you. There's your pint, sir.
Thank you. Nice. Very refreshing.
Bugger me.
I imagine it might be a bit of an acquired taste, but well worth the effort, I'm sure.
You like it, sir?
Quite tangy.
Can I just check what I did in fact? Oh, yeah, that's the stuff. You're not a wizard by any chance, are you, sir?
No, sorry. Oh, my God. Hmm? Look, coming through the wall. Look, can't you see it?
Need reaction, that's all.
It's coming through the wall.
Yeah, that's all right, sir. It often takes people like this. You'll have a bit of a headache for a week or so. But the best thing tomorrow morning is to have just a little drop of scumble.
Can't you hear it?
The boundary between the two realities moves slowly across the room and disappears through the opposite wall.
Your shirt!
Aye?
A moment ago, you were wearing a green shirt.
I'd just have a half now if I were you.
Settle down now, sir. We'll have a nice quiet evening in the Duke's Head.
The Duke's Head? But you changed the name.
Well, after the old king died, is he doing that?
Mort runs outside, then back again.
The Duke's Head? It was the Queen's. Who changed the sign? Did someone do that just now?
No.
I've got to get home.
In the bar, there was silence as the clientele gazed at the door. They had all seen Mort run through it three times without opening it. As Binky fights for height, Mort looks down.
Oh, no!
He sees below him a misty dome, miles across, silvery in the starlight.
The walls of it are moving. I think it's shrinking. Inside that dome, Princess Kelly is still alive, but outside it, she's dead. What's going to happen when it gets down to the size of a room, and then the size of a person, and then the size of... what? An egg? Oh, God, what have I done? Excuse me. Yeah? I'm looking for the wizard Cutwell. He doesn't seem to be at home.
Oh, no, he's gone off to the palace. They started putting pictures of his new girlfriend all over the place, then some men come and took his things away.
His girlfriend?
Princess Kelly. I was in a bit of a hurry. Oh, young love, hey.
Mort reaches the palace gates.
Halt!
I can't stop!
Oh, no, you don't try that again. Who goes there?
My name is Mort.
That's an unusual name. Are you friendly or foeful?
You choose.
Pass, friend.
Well, hello. It's the walk through walls boy.
Wizard Cutwell, have you noticed there's a sort of misty dome over this city?
Already?
I don't know about already. All I know is there's this sort of crackling wall of mist and it's shrinking
inwards. You saw it?
I saw it, yes.
But you're not a wizard.
So?
We need to talk.
It is midnight in the city of Ankh Morpork, but in the pleasure gardens of the patrician, the lights burn brighter than ever.
I say, not so tight round me tongue, what?
I am most terribly sorry.
None taken, old chap.
What is the meaning of this activity?
What?
What is this thing that we do?
Oh, mind that table.
Does it have to do with sex?
Not unless we pull up sharp, old thing. Watch out for the mayonnaise.
I do not know what you mean.
Look, it's just a dance, isn't it? It's just for fun, right?
Fun.
That's right.
We are having fun.
Yes, that's right. At least I thought I was.
This is fun.
Yes.
All these people, they are having fun.
Yes.
This is fun.
I'm glad we sorted that out.
What fun?
Do excuse me. I think I might just get another drink.
Something really horrible is going to happen.
When?
Soon.
Is it? Will it kill the princess?
Yes. And no.
You were expecting it, though.
She told me some story about an assassin coming to kill her and someone rescuing her.
That was me.
Yeah, thought it might be.
What will happen when reality closes in?
I'm not sure. It'll be interesting to watch. She'll have been dead for a week.
Can you use your magic to stop it?
Lord, no. It'd just quash me flat. Once there were wizards, back in the old days, who might have been able to do something about it. Alberto Malley, someone like that.
Who's he?
I've got his book of magic. See? Rather powerful. I've been reading up about it. It's got all this stuff in about reality and belief and so on.
I see. The Book of the Magic of Alberto Malley, the Mage.
Get off!
It's not a good idea to look too closely at the words. They resent it. It says here, somewhere... Hang on... Yes, it says here.
I've seen him before.
What? Who?
The picture on the back cover.
Well, that's just the author.
What does it say underneath? I can't read the words. They keep moving around.
It says, if you have enjoyed this book, you may be interested in other titles.
No,
from...
here, right underneath.
His name, Alberto Malley. Well, every wizard knows about him. I mean, he founded the Unseen University.
Did he cook?
Cook? What? Potions?
Porridge. Scrambled eggs. Breakfast.
Well, I shouldn't think so. He's been dead for 2,000 years.
I bet he didn't die. I bet he just disappeared one day.
As a matter of fact, you're right. According to legend, he vanished while trying to perform the rite of Ashgente backwards. All they found was his hat.
Alberto Malley. Right. How long do you think we've got before this dome thing gets here?
I reckon it should arrive about midnight tomorrow. Just in time for Queen Kelly's coronation.
It is the early hours in the city of Ankh Morpork. In Ham Alley, Cripple Wah's famous floating crap game is underway.
Lady Luck is with you tonight, stranger.
Oh, no. It's just a knack.
Do you think your knack can beat that? Such luck is uncanny, stranger. Some would say unnatural.
Really?
Maybe it's not luck. Maybe it's wizarding.
Absolutely not.
We had a wizard who tried to get rich, didn't we, boys? We had to give him a talking to, didn't we?
Yeah.
This is totally uncalled for. I seek only to learn. What pleasure can humans find in a mere reiteration of the laws of chance?
Pleasure doesn't come into it. Take him, boys. Who are you?
Take the dice. Take them. Now throw.
What are the stakes?
If you equal my throw, you will refrain from these ridiculous attempts to suggest that chance governs the affairs of men.
If I lose...
You will wish that you had won. Throw. all the eights. There, see? It isn't so difficult, is it? It's fun.
I beg your pardon, Princess. May I introduce...
What is it?
I've come to help.
Oh, it's you.
I've got a horse outside. It can take us anywhere.
I'm not running away.
But if you stay here, you'll die.
I'm not afraid.
Look, there's just a chance that I might be able to get hold of some really powerful magic. Something that could hold it back.
I don't know where you'd find that. I mean, in the old days there were mages who might, but...
Right, I'm going. Until tomorrow, farewell.
It is tomorrow.
All right, until tonight then.
He's worked out how to walk through walls then.
Yes. No thanks to me. He's sort of real, I think. I mean, he's getting realer than everything around him. It's a bit spooky, really.
Cutwell, I'm sure it's not wizardly to be alone in a lady's boudoir.
But I'm not alone, am I? You're here.
Well, that's the point, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Sorry.
It was the darkest hour before the dawn in the city of Ankh-Morpork. But a few diehards were still propping up the bar in the mended drum.
Time, gentlemen, please. Let's have your glasses now, please.
What is that yellow one with the wasps in?
Spring cordial.
I'll try it.
Are you sure you haven't had enough, sir?
Try it.
Right you are, sir. Drown in your sorrows, sir.
I have no sorrows.
Of course not.
I have no joys either.
Dear, dear.
I don't have a single friend.
That's terrible.
You think I'm drunk, don't you? This is an experiment. I can be sober any time I like.
Of course you can.
What I want to know is, what's it all about?
Good question. Now, sir, it's time you was on your way.
All gone home?
That's right, sir.
I never get invited to parties.
Oh, that's a shame. Right now, come back any time. Oh,
do you really mean that?
Oh, yes.
That's the nicest thing anyone's ever...
Isabel.
Who is it?
It's me, Mort.
I hope that you are not forcing your way in here in order to take advantage of your position in this household.
I haven't got much time. I need your help. It's a matter of life and death.
Oh.
Bring a candle and put a dressing gown on, for heaven's sake.
Oh. Won't Father hear us?
He's not back yet.
So what are we doing in the library?
We're trying to save someone's life.
Who's?
A princess's, actually.
Oh. Are you in love with her?
Do I look it?
You look a bit flustered. How does she feel about you?
I don't know.
Ah, unrequited. The worst kind. Do you want to find a book to see if she marries you?
I've already read it. She's dead.
Necrophilia?
Technically dead, I mean.
So what are we looking for?
Albert's biography.
Well, I don't think he's got one. He doesn't like people asking personal questions.
Everyone's got one.
Why is he so interesting?
I need a powerful wizard. And I think he's one.
Albert?
Yeah. So, where do we start looking?
The stack, I suppose.
It is dawn in Ankh-Morpork. Death sits on a bollard, watching the sun come up.
I've tried dancing, gambling, and drink. I just don't get it. My head hurts. Hello, Kitty. How many lives have you got left? Oh, dear. Never mind. You'll just have to be careful, won't you? I can smell bread baking. Bacon frying, onions, smells good. Funny thing, Kitty, I almost feel glad to be alive. What's the matter with me?
I'll lead the way. People don't come down here very often.
The shelves tower up beyond the reach of candlelight. It is silent. No lives are being written here. The books sleep. Their owner's stories long ended.
If you go far enough along the shelves, the books run out. And there's clay tablets and lumps of stone and animal skins. And everyone's called Ugg and Zog.
Then what happens?
I don't know. I got scared.
There are millions of lives here. Mm. What are the chances of finding Albert?
Listen. Can you hear it? It's still being written.
Yeah. Over there somewhere.
Way up there.
I'll get the ladder. Bring it down.
Which one?
What do you mean? I'm coming up.
There's a whole shelf full. It's a multi-volume work. I picked out one for the middle. Listen to this. In all his power and learning, he was sorely vexed that all men at last come to naught, viz., death, and vowed him to seek immortality in his pride and clothe him in the very mantle of the gods. The next day, it being a Tuesday...
Look at this one. This is the latest one, I think. It mentions fried bread.
Let's have a look at what he's doing now.
Do you think we should?
It's writing loads!
He crept through the dusty darkness of the stack, his eyes fixed on the tiny glow of candlelight above. Prying into things that shouldn't concern them, he thought. The young devils.
Oh, Mort.
Albert crept silently to the foot of the ladder and got ready to push. They deserved what was coming to them. Master was acting strangely and it was all that lad's fault.
Give me the book.
You might have killed him.
Serve him right. He's all right.
What did you have to go and do that for?
You were going to do us in, Mr. Malik.
Oh, so you've worked out who I am. Much good may it do you.
I need your help.
Oh, of course. Stands to reason. You thought I'll just go and poke my nose into someone's private life and then half kill him and then I'll ask him for help.
Look, if you don't help me, something terrible's going to happen.
It's no good thinking you can appeal to my better nature, because I ain't got one.
You mean you won't help?
Give the boy a prize. Ow!
Ow! What am I going to do? Oh, Lord.
We'll think of something in the morning.
And what was your previous position?
I beg your pardon?
What did you do for a living?
I ushered souls into the next world. I was the grave of all hope, the ultimate reality. I was the assassin against whom no lock would hold.
Yes, but do you have any particular skills?
Expertise with certain agricultural implements?
If we are going to successfully reposition your career, Mr... I'm going to need a bit more of a steer than, something nice working with cats or flowers.
I just feel it is time for a change.
Look, to be honest, I've never had to deal with a what was it again?
Anthropomorphic personification.
What is that, exactly?
This. Calm down. You've got a good few years yet.
You really are death.
Yes.
But you want to do something else.
Yes.
We've only got one vacancy at the moment. Here.
People are paid to do this?
Just don't tell them I sent you.
Mort, wake up!
What is it?
His father, he's not here. I think something's happened to him.
Don't be daft. He's deaf. How can anything happen to him?
But he's never been away this long, even when they have the plague in Sidopolis. Albert's going crazy!
His chair hasn't been sat in.
What's so terrible about that?
But he's always here. Every morning, so long as I've known him, sitting here at his desk, a-working on the nodes.
I expect the nodes can look after themselves for a day or two. Can't they?
It is lunchtime in the city of Ankh-Morpork. Down by the docks, Haga's House of Ribs is busy catering for a clientele that prefers quantity to quality, and with more than the usual dispatch.
Double egg, chips, beans, chowder burger, hold the onions. This new chef's a business.
Ready.
Alligator sandwich, make it snap.
Ready.
How'd you do that?
Time is not important.
Is that right?
Yes.
Whatever.
What is it called when you feel warm and content and wish that things would stay that way?
Happiness?
Inside the tiny kitchen, Death chops and slices and fries. At his feet, the neighborhood cats lap at strategically placed sources of milk. Death pauses every so often to scratch their ears.
Happiness.
If the nodes aren't worked out properly, the balance is destroyed. Anything could happen.
Didn't he explain?
I've only done the practical. He said we do the theory later.
The nodes stop the whole universe and time and space and life and death and day and night getting out of control. Death has to come exactly at the end of life, see? And the nodes have to be worked out so that the key figures... You're not taking this in, are you?
Sorry.
It's got to be worked out.
Can you do it?
No. Can you?
No.
Marvellous. That's the whole of existence in the gypo, then.
In Mort by Terry Pratchett, dramatised by Robin Brooks and narrated by Anton Lesser, Mort was played by Carl Prekop, Death by Geoffrey Whitehead, Albert by Philip Jackson and Isabel by Claire Corbett. Cutwell was played by Adam Godley, Princess Kelly by Alice Hart, War by Philip Fox, and The Landlord by John Glover. The director was Claire Grove.